If you chase two rabbits, you won't end up with either. In our human society in which we live in, value is determined by scarcity. Each individual lives by a set of priorities, a set of values from highest to lowest that they are intrinsically inspired from within to do. No one needs to remind you. If you wake them up at 2 a.m. in the morning in the middle of a deep sleep and you say, "Hey, do you want to go do your one thing?" They'll go, "Yes." Okay, the problem is that we live in a world now where there is this big social media bubble and there's all these people that we can watch. It's right at our fingertips. We can look something up. We can scroll through our feed and bang, bang, bang. There's all these amazing people that are really developed and experienced and skilled in their one thing. And we are comparing ourselves. We haven't developed any of our skills, any of our values. We haven't spent a long time focusing on our one thing. We compare ourselves to others. The problem with that is we end up trying to be like other people, whereas there is no one else like you. This is the premise and the principle behind the book, The One Thing by Gary Keller. He explains that if you try and if you scatter your mind and you try and do, 100 million different things. You can try and be everything to everyone. You won't be anything to anyone. A scattered mind is not a productive mind. When you have focus on one thing, let's say a gold medalist athlete, if they're going to be a gold medalist, they're going to focus everything on, okay, what's the question is this going to help me win a gold medal? Yes or no? That is a simple framework that's going to guide that athlete towards success and productivity and efficiency towards their one thing. If you don't have a clear idea on your one thing, you're going to be like, "Oh, is this good or bad? Should I do this or do this?" There's hesitancy, there's uncertainty, there is stress, there is overwhelm, where if you just bring it back all to one question, is this going to help me be the master planner of the human race and expand human intelligence throughout the galaxy? Is this going to help me to fulfill my soul and increase the knowledge and skills that I have in terms of psychology and philosophy? Those are things that are connected to my mission. They are my one thing. And if I can't do something and link it towards my one thing, it's going to stress me out. It's going to create emotions. It's going to create burnout. We don't get burnt out by working too hard. We get burnt out by being overwhelmed with emotions because we're doing things that we don't want to do. If you're doing something that you always want to do, you don't get burnt out. You don't get too emotional. You stay focused. You're clear. You have a long-term vision. You're planning, you're overcoming obstacles, you're delegating tasks, you're getting rid of things that aren't important, you're getting help from other people, you're surrounding yourself with other inspired people. That's why it's so important to focus on your one thing. I talked about the Pareto principle in my 4-hour workweek book review, and that is the principle that pretty much Gary Keller has built the entire book off. There is an example where if you build up momentum and you focus on your one thing over and over and over, it takes about 23 dominoes to get to the moon. If you double that domino in each time you have the domino. So you start with this tiny little incremental momentum, and it's a simple, unsexy daily things that build up over time, over and over and over. It's that daily actions that add up and build that momentum, like the snowball going down the hill, like the dominoes. And it's prioritizing the thoughts in your mind to minimize the amount of emotions that are going to hold you back or burn you out or make you compare to other people and lead you to despair, right? If you compare, it leads you to despair. So there's the one thing by Gary Keller. Find out what is the one thing that I love doing most, and then make a list of all the things that you can do for that one thing. Then ask yourself, what is the one thing I can do that's going to make everything else irrelevant or easier? So gets clear on the one goal, the one big goal. Okay, break that down into a bunch of other mini goals. Okay, what's the most important one goal out of those goals? Okay, cool. What are the goals I need to achieve for that goal to get that the bigger goal, right? So you break it down like that, really simple, into small little chunks that your mind can handle. Minimize the emotions that are going to hold you down and overwhelm you and stress you out, and just prioritize. Ask yourself the question, what's the one thing that I can do that's going to make everything else irrelevant or make everything else easier? What's the one thing that I would love to dedicate my life to every single day for the rest of my life? Once you find your one thing, you feel whole. It is fulfillment. You're filling in the voids of your mind, of your soul, and your productive, you're efficient, you're focused, and you're determined to just fucking go out there and get it. And the beauty of it is the more you can focus on your one thing, the more valuable you are, because everyone has their own one thing. What is your one thing? Thank you for watching. Subscribe.